have policing and community safety partnerships in place in Derry, Strabane and Fermanagh, and we have the County Donegal Joint Policing Committee, and they have all done good work in their own areas and spheres of influence. But what we need to do now is join that work together on a cross-border basis. We've seen that businesses along the border and communities have been scourged by criminality, and we need not just a policing response but a community response to that.
Now, you want to get all these various boards together, and how do you propose to achieve that?
Well, what I've done is I've written to the four chairpersons asking them to, you know, bring it to their committee or their partnership with a proposal that we have a joint meeting in the autumn, and then from that moment on, hopefully on a regular basis, I would argue every 6 months. And what we need is not just discussion, but also strategy. And at that meeting, we'll be bringing together the senior officers in the PSNI and in Garda Síochána to be held to account about how they cooperate together and what they're doing, and also so that we can be aware of any resource issues that might be there.
Do you see this perhaps as an informal start to an arrangement which could over time become formal?
Well, certainly I would hope for that. I mean, this will be, if it does happen, this meeting in the autumn, it will be a historic meeting in terms of, you know, these partnerships and committees emanated from the Good Friday Agreement. I would like to see it then spread to the other border areas. We need to have policing that is seamless, that is all Ireland, and that protects communities from, you know, criminals who might see the border as an opportunity for them.